Okay, good morning everybody. We are now at Parashat Pa'aluskot. So I'd like to speak this morning about a topic that's not so well known, which is we have in this week's Parashat these two special psukim. Two special psukim by Yimin Sara in Serva Ori by Yimin Moshe, Kuma Hashem Yafutsu Yavekot, Yonusun Halemi Panekot. And then the following pasuk, Menucha Yoma, very familiar psukim, which we say every time we take out the Sefer Torah and put back the Sefer Torah. Now, what is unique about these psukim? There's something
upside down moons.
Oh, the upside down moons is exactly what I want to speak about. They're actually back to front, I think. They're back to front moons. In the way they are written in the Sefer Torah, these two psukim form their own special little parasha. First of all, they have before and after a gap in the Sefer Torah, in the way we commonly have between parashas, a gap of half a line, a gap of an open line. But in addition, in the gap, we will find written before by Yibin Sayah a backwards nun, and after by Yibin Sayah a backwards nun. So I'd like to go through this figure a little bit. What is this all about? Where do these backward nuns come from?
So these two
psukim
between the two
nun? Yes, just before I even say that it is that good, no? Just after the nun, yes, just these two psukim on their own.
If we say
you send that
for someone to have an
aliyah,
yes, these three.
Right, so they wouldn't constitute that for an
aliyah. No.
So, the Gemara in Shabbos says the following thing. Tell the Rabbah, by even so, or in by your wish there, parasha is good. Now this parasha, also like the Shbonku Simonius, this parasha, Hashem, required that there should be signs. Signs. Now let's just pay attention to the Gemara, though doesn't say openly what the signs are. It doesn't say this backwards moon that we have. The Gemara just says that there needs to be signs. The Malot and the Malot. Before and after. What do these signs indicate? So there are two opinions in the Tanoim what the signs are meant to indicate. There's a sign before, there's a sign after, and it indicates nothing. Loiva she'ein zeh makom. It indicates that these psukim are not in the right place. They're here, but they're not really meant to be. Okay, that's the first opinion. Re'vi oimer loimin Hashem huzeh. It's not because of this reason. And the mitnei she'sefer choshefu b'tnei asmoi. It's a different point. It's meant to indicate that these psukim have the status of their own hashivos as if they were their own little sefer. In fact, the Gemara continues to say that according to Rebbe, it's as if there are seven sifrei Torah, seven chumashim, so to speak, instead of five. Okay, I don't want to get involved now in the significant, deeper significance of this. What does it mean? Why does it have this hashivos? Just to take the point, minimal. Either it's because it's not in its place, or it is its own particular paper on its own. Mantana the Panigali the Rebbe, who is the Tanakama who disagreed with Rebbe, who said that it indicates it's not in its place? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. It's from Shimon ben Gamliel, the Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Oimer. So these took about out of place. The law of Kotzvokan, why are they written here? Because the Hafsnik came for almost Rishonim or for almost Shinia. In order to make a gap between two different parshios of Puranus, of Oilish of Am Yisrael, of Averis of Am Yisrael, Mahi, Shnei Mahi, Vayi Ha'om Kamis Hoinim. Just after this parsha, we had the grumbling of Am Yisrael where they grumbled about their condition in the Mikvah. Puranus Rishoyla, what's the first Puranus? In the Psukim, just before this, it's written, Vayisumei Har Hashem. They traveled from the Har Hashem. But let's just focus for a second on the Poshut Pshat. So again, we have the opinion of Rebbe who says that it is a separate sefer on its own, and that's what the special markings indicate, it's its own separate sefer. And we have the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel who says that these psukim are really out of place. Why are they put here? So that we shouldn't have an ongoing runner of the Averus of Am Yisrael. To make a gap between one thing and another, it was put here even though it's out of place. What is the runner of the Averis? After the parasha has written something about Am Yisrael grumbling, before the parasha it's written the words that they travelled from the Har Hashem. Let's just look for a minute, what is the Avera in the fact that they travelled from the Haran ship? And obviously they were meant to travel, otherwise they wouldn't have gone. But all of them travelled, so they went. So there are various Rishonim in the Rishonim. Let's just look at one of them, which the Rambam says in this week's Parsha. Avon Indian HaMedrash HaZeh. The Pshat in this Medrash, this Chazal, not to Oisei Ba'agodah, is found in the Divrei Agodah, Shenotu Mehar Sinai Besimcha, indicated in the words Vayistu Mehar Hashem, isn't just that they travelled from the Har Hashem, they travelled away Besimcha. They were happy to go. Ketinoi Kabereah Meveis HaSefer. Like the child runs out of school. Oh, Shemo Yarbe, the Yitzin Mother Mitzvahs. We've been here long enough, we don't want to stay any longer. Perhaps Hashem might give us more Mitzvahs. Vezeru Vayistu Mehar Hashem. This is what it means, they travelled from the Har Hashem. Shoyo Lashavton Lashtia Atmon Nishon. They wished to travel from there because it was the Har Hashem. This is the first of it. Okay. So that's one understanding in this of it. Now I'd like to turn more to the halakhic angle of this, of these simonios, of these signs that the Gemara says that you make before and after the parasha. So, in fact, there is a tremendous machlokes amongst the Gedolei Achronim. What is the meaning of these signs? A, what does it mean? The two backward moons. A, what does it mean in Chazal? What actually does it mean when it says make these signs? And B, there are some who posit that, right, if this is not the pshat, then you puzzle your Sefer Torah by writing. Okay, so let's look.
So the Sefer Torah has those two moons.
If it would have them, stop by saying that you shouldn't have, and if you do have it, then the Sefer Torah is possible. We can puzzle that way, but we just want to put down a framework of what's going to unfold here. Now, the way it stands, as far as I know, in all Sefer Torah, is it's standard practice to write these two moons. That's how we puzzle.
So we write
them two backwards moons, that's how we pass them without any other on this is meant to be the fact click on this return. I say, oh, this is how we pass them, that's the halacha. So to put down what the background is and what the masoikas were.
Interesting, it's the noon and we hear that
it actually
doesn't have the
noon
because of the
Gilabon.
I don't know.
It's
the
noon
is the letter that is
in the Yes, so there is some such that there's some old Zohar which has nothing to do with this. I didn't study the Zohar in depth because it's beyond my understanding, but it does have something to do with this moons and moon being similar.
Well,
we
don't
have to be
there's one that's a Ashrei, the one that keeps the moon, right?
Yeah. So first, let's take a look at the Chuvas of the Marashal. Marashal was very early upbringing. So Marashal was asked, what is the correct way to do these simonim, what is the meaning in the Gemara? And the Marashal maintained that in fact, if you'll go and you'll write two backward nuns in the gaps between the parishes, that's not what you're meant to do, and you'll have puzzled the Sefer Torah. So let's have a look what he says. He says, point by point. First he says, the Tova Ani Ale. I am astonished on those who do write these two nuns. To add letters into the Torah, which are Shaloi L'Torah, or the Poistot, and thereby to puzzle your Sefer Torah. Even one extra letter in a Sefer Torah, because that's puzzles of your Torah. If you put extra letters in a Sefer Torah, you puzzle it. But hey, Afilu, this was Tam, a liquid bidiyori, postal on Torah. In fact, he says, even if you're put in ink into the Sefer Torah, timing the Talmud of the Torah, or the Kulis, in ink, postal on Torah. Koshkin Kai Gavna, to add in extra letters into the Torah is a psalm. What does it mean in the Gemara, where it says something about making simonios? So I say, well, it does say to do something. It says nothing. Misunderstood. But I am read on in the second point, Sha'ata Ba'at Kodeshborokhu Simonim. Elo wrote Saloima, Parsha Lefonel Lafra. The whole meaning of this fact, of these words in the Gemara, that there are simonim, signs, indications, before and after this parasha, it just means the fact that it is divided into its own separate parsha. As we mentioned, there's a gap. Sabbath or pay, a gap between the this parsha and the previous parsha and the coming parsha. What's the great chiddush in this? He says, in fact, it would have been logical that there should be no break. The early sukkim are actually talking about the traveling of the Orem. So it would have been logical that this should be one parsha with what went before. And the Shevah Lahari is similar. Nevertheless, illogically against our first impression, against what we would have thought, there is indeed a great Lahari Sunu. To indicate this Simon, each Tanda, according to what he holds, the indication is whether the indication is that it's in the wrong place, or the indication is that it's its own safer. That the sign is simply the fact that there is a gap before and a gap after. I will ask me what type of sign is that? There's many places in the Torah where there's a gap. The answer is that over here it's illogical that there should be a gap. It should have been a logical flow on from what went before it. And therefore, making a gap is an indication of something special, something outstanding, which the Talmud then discuss what it meant to show us. And in fact, he says, the end of the second point, and there's been some misunderstanding here where people think you're meant to put a nun. But says the Marshal, I cannot find any source in Rishonim who is Mefarish that this is what it means. In fact, it's not what it means, and if you put it as a backwards nun, you have a part of it. And then he says something fascinating in the third point. Ra'isi, the state of Torah would do it. Shekosla Merino Arab with Tobrus. There was a special cipher of Tobrus. Now, in the state of Torah written by Rav Tobrus, he says, Loikosla Shum Nun Yisrael. There are no extra nun. Elo. But what he has, says Marshal, is something about backwards nun. Elo also simonim the nun hafucha, kegoyim by Hidun Sire. Rav Tobrus, when he wrote his state of Torah, he wrote in the first nun of this parsha by Ibn Sa'd, he wrote a backwards nun.
In the word itself.
In the word itself, he wrote a backwards nun. And he continues in the final nun of the parsha, he also wrote a backwards nun in the Vodokha Yoima. And said the Marashal, at first, this seems to me to be a smart parrot. God bezukaima. Hello, ois, hafuka, eima ois. Backwards ois. Eima ois. The aim of Hashim at least God will miss how can it be? And I thought that we have to fix this paper for now. Archimot Soti Kaspa Zoyar, Shoyar Tata Kabola via Mehe, and the most Kimbin is Fai Kashia via the Kabol. Until I discovered that there's an indication of doing such a thing in the Zoyar. And in fact, in the continuation of Chile, he continues with the Zoyar and he gets very involved in what it means, and he understands it to mean, as the Tobrus did, or various other options similar to that, that there are nunim in this parasha that are written backwards. So according to the Marashal, no oisiyos in between the parashios. And in fact, says the Marashal, if you do write oisiyos in between the parashios, backwards letters in between, you have puzzled your Sefer Torah. And Rava, it seems to us a tremendous chiddush, and nobody loves that this nowadays, Rather, says the Marashal, you write backwards nunim in the words themselves. Wow. So that's one extreme, that's one side of the coin. Now comes along the Noidavir, and he takes issue with the Marashal. And he says, first of all, that which Marashal writes, that adding in extra letters into your Sefer Torah, or even, says the Marashal, dots or tiny, is going to puzzle the Sefer Torah. So first of all, says the Rebbe Yehuda, I'm not mucking to the Holy Story in the first place. I'm not mucking at adding in extra letters in the gaps in the Sefer Torah or whatever, or adding in extra nekudos or tiny. It does not, he says, I'm not mucking. First of all, the Zohar doesn't say anything about not putting in between the the gaps, or if you put extra letters between the gaps, it puzzles it.
There's really two Nidoyim going on here.
There's one thing going on, which is a general thing, which isn't just related to this discussion, which is the clock. It's not somebody adds in extra letters to a sacred Torah. In the gaps here, there, in the Kiddin, he adds in extra letters to the sacred Torah. Does it puzzle it?
Yes.
Certain Marashal says it does, and we're going to see the Nidoyim that says that it doesn't. And in fact, we're going to see that in this aspect of the discussion, Halakha Maisa, we are more likely to accept the position of the Marashal. So adding an extra thing does puzzle it. Right? That's one discussion, which is a general discussion. There's a second discussion, which is, how are you meant to do over here? If I could even posit, let's say, even if in fact the basic principle of the Marashal is true, that adding in extra letters is absurd, you could posit that you're still meant to put in backwards mums in between the parashas over here. As if you'll say that that is the true pshat in Chazal, then fine, over here we've been told to do it. Marashal is simply saying that as far as I see it, he didn't understand that was the pshat. And if you do it, you're running a risk of puzzling your safe Torah. Then, in addition, he brings that what are you Taker meant to do? It's much like him in the Zohar that you're meant to do backwards mums in the parasha itself. So the Maisa, the bottom line is going to be that the Nevi Yehuda is saying not like the Zohar. But he mentions the Zohar, actually mentions the Zohar, and he says that as far as he's concerned, one cannot build halachic psokim on the Zohar. And he even very strongly castigates those who do so. And we have to understand, we always understand the Zohar, sorry, etc. Okay. Let's come back now to the discussion on the first point. What is the din if one adds in extra things, extra issues into the Sefer Torah? So says the Nevi Yehuda, that I can find you a Ryan in Hilchos Tefillin. I'll find you a Ryan in Hilchos Tefillin. The Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Tefillin quotes from a Ryan, where he writes, if somebody writes in Tefillin an extra word, let's say, V'hoyu L'Avorim Ha'yeh. Yeah? So if I mistake, he wrote V'hoyu twice. V'hoyu V'hoyu. So the Mogen Avraham quotes the writer, who appears to be saying that even an extra word doesn't pass in your Tefillin. All the words are still there. Big eyebrow raiser. All the words are still there. It's not missing anything. So you've got extra words in that word. Don't need it.
So why should Tefillin be, if I may say, the third
is different? So they may not arrive from Tefillin to the third necessarily. So what about the Nevi Yehuda seems to be marriage in that point. And he says that in all halakhos we always find that Tefillin are more common than Sefer Torah. And nevertheless, the Mogen Avraham brings this.
If we can.
Well, so we'll come back to this. This is not, also not halakha l'maaseh at this point. This is what I'm going to do attempts to prove. He says, so we'll see from that, that adding extra oysters is not a problem. In addition, says the Rebbe Yehuda, that which the Marashal went even further and said that if you add in the kudos or tainin, then you puzzle the Sefer Torah. In fact, says the Rebbe Yehuda, if you look in the Mukairas, where this halakha is mentioned, you'll see that the reason for it is because we know that the Torah contains within it various different levels of reading. There's pre and there's Masoret, there's the way we read it, there's the way it's written, and the Torah is meant to be able to lend itself to various different ways of reading the word. So the drasha is also there, so that other ways of splitting up the sentences are also there, so that deeper levels of pshat also exist. So the reason why you can't do Nekudis or Tainin is because then you are like being Machriya, like one of the stop. Perhaps even it indicates that the Sofer who wrote it only accepts like one way of writing the Torah. So that's the reason it's possible, but there's no principle in and of itself that you add the extra things to the state of Torah that it passes. Now, this, as we said, this angle of the discussion, in this angle of the discussion, the Nevi Yehuda did not get so accepted la'alach. And this proof that he brings from the Ravid, which we said that the Ravid in Hilchos Tefillin writes, that if one adds an extra word into the Tefillin, it's not possible. The other Achronim who came after the Nevi Yehuda, they say that in fact, it's the Mishnah, a different understanding here in the words of the Rambam. That's not what the Rambam meant. Tzach b'shalom. If you have b'holyu, b'holyu in your tefillin, they are 100% possible. Possible as possible can be. What is the Rambam saying? We know there's a halacha in the tefillin that the words have to be written kesidron. Everything's going to be written in order. You can't write the last line and then go back and write the further line. What the Rambam is coming to say over here is, for sure, if you wrote v'holyu, v'holyu, you have to rub the second v'holyu out. The Rambam is coming to say that even though you'll rub it out, let's say after you wrote the whole parasha, that is not considered an issue in the halachos of Shaloi Kusifa. As long as the writing was all written in order, that the later on you came and removed a tool by rubbing out the words, doesn't create a problem. That's what the Rambam means when he says extra words are not a problem. Right, it's forbidden to make a correction, but you have to know what type of correction.
Okay.
If the reason it's forbidden to make a correction is going, again, within the Islamic halakha, but it has to be written to sidra.
Right.
So let's say somebody wrote something and made a mistake. Let's say a different type of mistake. Instead of bahayu, they wrote, instead of a hey, a chest. So instead of hey, bahayu, it says bahayu.
Right.
So now you're going to go back.
And
right, then you erase it and rewrite it, so now you're writing Shaloi Kusifa. Right, but over here, where you just wrote the word Baha'u twice, so here you have Baha'u already. Baha'u is already written.
Right.
All you're doing is just removing the extra word.
And the gap is not an issue. So,
so in truth, it brings you to another way to show you how big of a gap you're allowed to have. So this writing will only work according to the shittas, that it's a larger gap is still alright, or the word will have to be within a certain size.
True.
But provided you don't cross that line, it will be crossed. So I'm told Holly, the other upgrade in the Beit HaKrayim will be put here on the bottom of the sheet, and others, they tie up on the name of the Yehuda, but that's not shutting around. The Rambam's not saying that it's kosher with the extra word there. He's just saying that the extra word doesn't create a problem, meaning a problem in the halakha of Shaloi Kesidron. One can come later on and fix it up. But indeed it has to be fixed. As in other places in the Mishnah Berurah, we also find an inclination to be machmir on this issue. Extra words written in tefillin in Sefer Torah are indeed possible. In fact, after they cut that Mishnah Berurah mentions when we have tagging on top of letters. So if the tagging do not touch the letter, is it either they weren't written well, or they were written, but perhaps if they got detached, the ink wore away, and now you're left with a little tag just sitting on its own. So a little tag sitting on its own, says the Mishnah Berurah, could be an issue of extra utios in your feelings, sorry, whatever it is. So tag is not touching on a serious issue. But now, however, let's come back to the other angle of the discussion. So this is the other, he himself held the extra osios don't pass. So let's know the other, first of all, and a whole different way of looking at this than Barashah. I think extra osios don't pass. So even if we would be unsure what Chazal meant, let's say it would be a stopper to us, whether you're supposed to put a backwards move in between the parashios, or you went to do a backwards move like the Marashal said, in the letters of the parashah. If it would be a suffix, let's say it would be a 50-50 suffix, says the Navy. Even if it were to be just a suffix, I would for sure say, don't do like the Marashal said, to make osios, backwards osios in the parashah, because then you're really running a risk of puzzling your Sefer Torah. Better to make backwards moving in between the parashios, because then, what's the greatest risk? Let's say there's no need for them at all. Oh, so you think there's still kosher there, then maybe.
Why not just do nothing?
No, because the Gemara said you're supposed to do something, so what does the Gemara mean? But in fact, says the Navi Yehuda, I can conclusively prove that the correct thing is to do backwards munim in between the parashas. And even though this was not discussed openly by Rishonim anywhere in, well, certainly not in the regular Rishonim, the one in front of the Aliyah Kharayim, was not discussed by any of them in the Hilchos Sefer Torah. Said to Rabbi Yehuda, I have found a source in Rishonim Shelovim Koyori, where this point is discussed and made clear. And in fact, it is in a Maranotum in Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, it becomes clear. There's a Mishnah which talks about writing two Hitzios on Shabbos, and the Mishnah uses the words, one writes, Shtei Simonios. Somebody who writes two Simonios. Now there's a discussion in Rishonim what it means. Somebody who writes two Simonios. And we'll look at the final point of the Nevi Yehuda on the second side of the sheet. We will see that he quotes from the Magid Mishnah in the name of Rabbeinu Chaim Goyim. And he says as follows, the period of Rabbeinu Chaim, Shnei Simonim, She'en Al-Oisiyos Yisuz. What it means, two signs that are not true letters picked up, She'en Nikroim Simonim Ba'al, which are called just signs, because they're not real letters. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though they're not real letters, they're just signs, you're still tired for them. For God, and he says, as an example, you know what? Similar to indicate, to give you an idea of what I mean, for example, Nunin Hapuchim, to cost Kuzami by even Slayer Ahari. The Nunin Hapuchim that are written regarding by even Slayer Ahari.
It would be a tremendous question on the Marshal. He would say that you can change the language by Nunin backwards in the word.
Right, so according to the Marshal, those are not Simonians, those are real letters.
But he's saying that backwards is not letters. I remember.
Yeah.
He knows the Mishnah, sorry.
Sorry?
The Marshal would say about this Mishnah.
No, there's other permission of Rishonim, there are other permission in the Mishnah, what it means. But indication is just in the words of this way of Haigon, quoted in the Mighty Mishnah. So I'll propose it.
But Haigon is before the Marshal.
Yeah, that's good.
So he.
Exactly. And he says to the Marashal that Rabbeinu Chai booking the Pirush HaGemara to fade the name. Rabbeinu Chai knew Pshat in the Gemara better than the Marashal. So, Lord the Marashal says that when the Gemara said that you do these two signs, states in Monios, before and after my even style, the Marashal says it just means the gap of the Parshios, the Rabbeinu Chai is saying that it means these Munafushim, that's what it means. And therefore, so the other says that that question, the bottom line halacha, is to make these two backwards nun in between the parashas, and that indeed is what we do to this day. So let's just summarize how we come out of here. As far as the backwards nunim are concerned, the halacha is like the Nevi Yehuda, that the backwards nunim are in between the two parashas and not in the parasha itself, like the Marashal. But as regards the other discussion between them, whether extra usio is possible, we are definitely choshish to the position of the Marashal, and maybe extra usio is to.
So if I get that two million, I'll put on that.